Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure as always. And we got our good buddy Tom Markle still with us. And Tom, I want you to give us a little, you know, a tour of the marketplace in a second. But before we do that, I want you to we're still talking to folks a little bit about the team management, team-based management strategy that he's actually producing and executing right now very successfully, moving away from the top-down pyramids type of structure. Quickly, though, give us a quick tour of what you've done on titles.
You know, that was a part of my thinking. I said to myself, you know, you can't have team management product and still have, you know, HR manager and chief financial officer. You really have to change the titles up to reflect the job. And so, for instance, our HR manager is now the talent development team lead. And our agent membership manager is now our professional development team leader. And so what we did is we encouraged development, the word development, in our titles, mm-hmm. so that it's developing the skill sets of your people.
It's developing, not bossing.
It's developing. You're right. It's inspiring, and it's nurturing, Jim. I mean,
mentoring.
You use the word inspire and nurture and care for our what we call our CEOs, our customers, employees, owners, and suppliers. And we do it across the board in a team leadership way with our CEOs. So I'm very thrilled by what I see as a company. It's freed me up as an owner of a business to really develop the strategic direction of the business.
It's allowed you to be a real CEO, which is the person who decides which way the company is going, rather than dealing with the details of the operation.
Well, and also with that in mind, I not only created core values, we created a mantra: money.
Right.
Find it, manage it, and enjoy it. Entire three-legged stool around the whole CFO concept. How do we help the small business on really manage their chief financial officer role of a big company?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been really exciting. And then we've added our iBank promise to this. And these young people, I'm so personally mentored myself by them.
Speaking of iBank, what are you seeing out there? Let's shift over for a couple of minutes and wrap up by talking about what you're seeing out there on the small business landscape and how they're doing trying to get capital to grow their business.
Well, capital has expanded. Last month, I think we were up about 17% over the month before in capital expansion, and that's kind of nationwide on how banks are lending. But I want to just go into what the psychological nature of believing you have an economy that's growing and not listen to the newspapers and not go to the radio and really focus on the
Wait a minute, radio's okay.
Well,
it's just television. Just television newspapers. That's the problem.
Yeah, don't go to the television.
Radio's good.
Magazines.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, don't listen to the magazines and newspapers. But yourself as a person, you know, what they just reported, what Apple's earnings, what $42 billion last quarter in revenues and $13 billion in profits and $100 million in cash.
It's ridiculous.
Excuse me. I mean, how can someone say the economy's bad when Apple has a $42 billion quarter and $13 billion in profits?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we got 270 million people in
this
country.
Well, it's just like I say, Tom, you know, the economy may not be growing as much as we want, but it's still a $15 trillion economy. That's a lot of buying and selling.
That's exactly right, Jim. And if you think that your product or your service is not doing the well as you think it should be, it's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah,
I've been saying for a while now,
you know, if your business is not performing, maybe it's time to quit blaming the economy. Maybe you need to look in the mirror.
Yeah, and do something about it. I mean, put up specials. Start seeing more specials going on in your business. Be more creative about how you craft the product you're selling. Repackage it. Rethink about it. Stand away from it and really focus on making it happen. And I'll tell you what we've done. We've done it from a full internet company high-tech company, Jim, to a high-touch company.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying we're putting 3,000 people on the street to offer our product to small businesses, marrying high-tech to high-touch, because that's how you it's the old-fashioned way, Jim, today, I believe, is the trust is coming people to people.
No question about it.
We're making
it's all part of what I call the age of the customer, Tom, as you know. And that's exactly right. Hey, Tom, give us that website again one more time, please.
www.ibank.com.
Check it out, folks, and don't forget to take advantage of that Ken Blanchard offer that he has on the site there. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
You're too kind, Ken. Thank you.
Tom Marco, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I will be too, but not today. Before I go, I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.